Greetings and happy Tuesday. This is KJZZ Sun Up, your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day. We bring you this podcast as a daily digest of Arizona news as reported by our KJZZ news team. It is April the 7th, 2026. Welcome to it. Thanks for including us. And here we go with a check of what's happening in our part of the world. Maricopa County election officials plan to tabulate nearly all ballots by the start of the weekend after Election Day this year. But as Wayne Shutsky reports from our politics desk, that may still not be enough to satisfy critics who want to know the winners immediately in Arizona's increasingly tight statewide races.
Maricopa County Elections Director Scott Jarrett says the county's goal is to count 99% of ballots by the Friday after Election Day this year. Jarrett says the goal is not 100% because state law requires counties to give voters with mail-in ballots 5 days to verify their identity if the county recorder's office cannot verify the signature on their envelopes.
Likewise, if someone shows up on Election Day and they didn't have sufficient ID, right, then they're issued a conditional provisional. They also have that 5-day period post-Election Day to be able to cure that provisional ballot.
Even if the county hits its 99% goal, Jarrett says that voters still may not know who won the closest races by the Friday after Election Day in Arizona, where recent statewide contests have been decided by as few as 300 votes. Wayne Chutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A measure to protect historic neighborhoods in cities like Phoenix and Tucson from new development is getting a second chance in the Arizona legislature. Also from our politics team, Ben Giles has that.
The bill would alter provisions of a middle housing law signed in 2024 that requires cities to allow construction of affordable options like duplexes and townhomes within a mile of a city's central business district. Residents of historic districts in affected cities cried foul, worried that developers would buy up and demolish historic homes. The measure from Representative Matt Gress gives back cities the ability to exempt historic neighborhoods from the middle housing requirements and limit demolitions. Housing officials with Phoenix say the revived bill strikes the right balance between building affordable housing and protecting the city's history and culture. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Arizona's job market cooled throughout 2025, according to the latest report from the Office of Economic Opportunity. The year closed with a net loss of about 19,400 jobs. Arizona's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate jumped to 4.5% in January, a tenth of a percent increase compared to December. Doug Walls is with the state office.
Job losses were largest within government, trade, transportation, and utilities, leisure and hospitality, and construction, while healthcare and social assistance remained one of the few sectors continuing to add jobs.
Walls says January's overall losses were slightly lower than average, but that more data will be needed to see if that is part of a larger trend. Leaders in Tucson will discuss an amendment to the city code that would restrict how data centers can operate. From the Fronteras desk there, Lisa Resnick reports local officials will address the item today after asking for public input.
Mayor Regino Romero and city council members asked city officials to put together a draft amendment after voting to block Project Blue last year. That's the data center proposed for a 290-acre stretch of Tucson's southeast side that would have used millions of gallons of city water. The draft amendment is one of several steps the city's taken to regulate large-scale water use and other data center needs in response to intense public scrutiny over the Project Blue proposal. Officials have also held a series of public meetings and a survey for public comment closed at the end of last month. The amendment proposes a formal definition of what a data center is, requires them to demonstrate an adequate water supply, and other regulations. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
Well, the Department of Child Safety is backing a package of bills to reform Arizona's Child Welfare Agency. We go back to the politics team, and Cameron Sanchez has more on that.
Legislation sponsored by Republican State Senator Karen Werner and supported by DCS would add new requirements for caseworkers to include pictures of children in their reports and files, encourage coordination between the agency and tribal communities, and more. Werner says DCS has been a willing partner following the high-profile deaths of three young girls in the state's care.
They have been really tremendous in their participation and willingness to make the reforms that we are making this session.
All seven of Werner's reform bills have advanced with bipartisan support in the state legislature. One measure, which requires DCS to partner with state tribes, was already signed into law. The bill was inspired by the 2025 murder of Emily Pike, a 14-year-old girl in the custody of the San Carlos Apache tribe who ran away from a Mesa group home. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Chicanos por la Causa has launched a nonpartisan Get Out the Vote campaign called Si Se Vota. Monday, leaders gathered at a downtown restaurant to start the 2026 effort. They heard from 17-year-old Yvette Barrera, who will be old enough to vote in November and plans to register through the campaign website.
As one, as a group, and as a community, our voices do matter. From our vote, we will be able to pave a better future. Let's remind ourselves that voting is a privilege and a responsibility.
Arizona and Nevada are the states where the Si Se Vota campaign is taking place. Roughly 64% of Arizonans eligible to vote did so in 2024. Fry's Food Stores will pay a settlement and update its training procedures following a disability discrimination lawsuit from the Arizona Attorney General's office. Catherine Davis-Young has more on that.
The Attorney General's Office Civil Rights Division sued Fry's on behalf of a deaf employee. The suit alleged the grocery chain discriminated against the employee by refusing to provide a sign language interpreter for trainings. The employee was later fired. Under a consent decree from the Maricopa County Superior Court, Fry's agreed to pay the former employee $120,000 and reclassify records of his firing as a voluntary resignation. Fry's will also hold new anti-discrimination training for managers and establish a relationship with an American Sign Language interpreting agency. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A bill moving through the legislature is seeking to speed up progress on Interstate 11 in Arizona by asking the Federal Highway Administration to split up the project. Greg Hawney has the latest.
Construction has been halted as conservation groups sued in 2022, claiming federal and state officials ignored environmental concerns. The bill requires ADOT to ask the feds to review a portion of the I-11 highway between Casa Grande and Wickenburg that is not part of the lawsuit. Its sponsor is Republican Representative Matt Gress.
Let the litigation continue on the southernmost portion. And if folks want to sue on this new segment, they have their right to do that. But our understanding and what we've heard from the Federal Highway Administration is that that is the right way to go.
Gress claims the proposal has bipartisan support in Congress. But Arizona lawmakers from both parties expressed concerns the state already struggles to maintain current roads. The bill awaits a vote on the Senate floor. Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, after much speculation, Navajo Nation President Boone Nigrin says he will seek re-election. He became the youngest president in Window Rock after defeating incumbent Jonathan Nez 4 years ago. Nigrin won the race by just more than 3,500 votes. In a video message on social media Monday, he picked up his signature black open crown hat.
And I will be tossing my hat into the race for Navajo Nation president. Let's keep building on the momentum that we've built so far.
Since his inauguration, though, the sitting president has faced some considerable scrutiny. A special prosecutor has called for his immediate resignation over alleged ethics violations that included the misuse of public funds, while Navajo Nation delegates continue trying to oust him. Well, today marks the deadline to comment on a Trump administration proposal that could roll back a two-decade ban on oil and gas drilling around a UNESCO World Heritage site. Gabriel Pietrazio has more on potential changes for public lands surrounding Chaco Canyon.
The Bureau of Land Management wants to repeal a Biden-era 10-mile buffer zone of more than 336,000 acres. Rich in oil and gas, some 40,000 wells already dot the greater Chaco landscape.
What we are fighting for is the last, right now, unleased federal lands.
Marissa Narajo is from the Santa Clara Pueblo. She's with the New Mexico nonprofit Sovereign Energy.
Even when tribes lead, engage, and help shape the process over many years, you know, at this point, there's no guarantee that those outcomes will be respected, as we're seeing by the 7-day public comment.
The mineral leasing withdrawal in 2023 followed a 150-day comment period. Gabriel Pietrazio, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports, baseball, Diamondbacks had the Monday off while they were traveling east to begin a 9-game road trip in New York against the Mets this afternoon, anticipating cold and windy conditions late. The Mets moved up the times of today's and tomorrow's games to afternoon games. Basketball, Kevin Durant makes a belated return to Phoenix tonight. The Rockets are visiting after being traded to Houston last year. He missed the first game this year here in Phoenix against his former team for family reasons. The Rockets have won 6 straight. Suns are in the 7th spot and appear to be locked there in the final week of the NBA's regular season in the Western Conference. And tip off at 8 o'clock tonight, downtown Phoenix. And that'll do it for this Tuesday edition of KJZZ Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast, on this April 7th, 2026. I'm Phil Latzman. Hope you've been informed and entertained. Thanks for the listen, We'll do it all again tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.